Aleishur Chelek Beis Tav Reish Nun Tes, the 7th chapter entitled Tekufais Hachayim, Periods in Life. Asfarno Kasaval Ehye Asher Ehye. In Parashas Shemois, this is the name which Hashem introduces to Moshe, and this one writes Hoive Tamid Alinyan Echad Mitzad Tzmoi. This name connotes constant being without change. It follows that Hashem loves existence, reality as it is, and he hates whatever undermines this reality, this existence. And this is expressed in verses like in Yechezkel, do not wish to see the death of the wicked. It also flows from this that Hashem loves justice, righteousness, because these are things that support continuity. It supports existence. Without it, there would be no civilization. One has to have law and order, justice. And it follows also that Hashem hates iniquity, cruelty, because those do the opposite of mishpat tzedakah. They bring about destruction. And that's what brought him to hate the iniquity and the cruelty of the Egyptians against you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu havayat medis bishum shinui. That's the main point of the Sforna in explaining this name of Hashem, that Hashem is a constant being without any change. Ani Hashem reishinis in Malachi per gimel, I do not change, I am constant. What he explains is that the midos of Hashem are not something in addition, something that he has in addition to his innate self. They're all encompassed within that being. Who is Borach Mitzius Kayemes? Hashem is a constant being, is an existence. Uvaze kalul shuev Mitzius. It just follows from that. It's an extension of that, that he wants things to endure. Shehen kol amidos mechazkos Mitzius anivraim. Anything that supports the existence, the continued existence and welfare of the created. Kemishpat tzakalak, things like justice and law. Vechenu merachek mitzat etzem avayasoi. And similarly, it is outside of Hashem. Anything that undermines existence, like iniquity and cruelty. We bring this in order to take a point out. The neshama of an individual is like a spark from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as the Sforno puts it, this constant being, necessarily within the soul of the individual there's such a reality, at least potentially. It's just that we, with our proclivities, our tendencies, and through circumstances that happen, the individual does not always actualize this potential. And we find that people chop and change, many changes, not necessarily for the good. But we need to remember that the purpose is to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a constant reality, a constant existence. This concept we find in the Torah, in a number of places. Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom Amar Acharei Chalom Asulam, after the dream of the ladder, V'haya Hashem Li Leilokim. Rashi there, Shiachul Shmoy Alay Mitchila Ve'atzoif, that Hashem's name should rest upon him from beginning to end. Shelo Yimatze Pesul Bezar'i. There should be no disqualification, nothing negative in my progeny. So Mitchila Ve'atzoif, there should be this constant existence of Hashem's name upon me. Similarly, Bischilas Sefer Shemois Kasuv, at the beginning of Shemois, Vayhi Kol Nefesh Yoytze Eirech Yaakov Shiv'im Nofesh, V'yosef Haya B'mitzayim. Yaakov Avinu had 70 descendants. Yosef was in Mitzrayim. Rashi says, V'chilo hayinu yoidim she'ya b'mitzrayim. We know that Yosef was in Mitzrayim. Elal yedechat tzidkasoy shel Yosef. What the pasuk here means to convey is Yosef's righteousness, and it does so by emphasizing his environment. Hu Yosef ha'ri'es tzon aviv, hu Yosef she'ya b'mitzrayim v'na'asa melech. The same Yosef who was a simple shepherd is the Yosef who was in Mitzrayim and became the leader, the ruler, the Oimed Betzid Koye, and maintained his righteousness. Another example, Farshas Vo'era Seif Shini, Chozeres HaTorah Pa'amayim Al Hu Moshe V'Arin. The Torah twice uses this phrase. Hu, the very same Moshe V'Arin. V'chosam Rashi Hu Moshe V'Arin Hem Bishlichusam Uvtzid Kosam Mitechila V'Atzeif. The same individuals maintaining the mission, maintaining the righteousness from beginning to end. Hare Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom, Yosef HaTzadik, Umeshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom, Ve'Aron HaKohen. These individuals, Hayu Bivchinas Hevim Tamid Al Inai Echad. We see that they did succeed in this idea of maintaining that line through their lives. Ulai Gam Bedavar Zeh She'eches Halicha Midrachav. Perhaps we could speculate that halicha midrachav, to walk in Hashem's ways, contains this idea. Ma'alashi ba'adam bechoyach, if it's some achievement, some power within a person, potentially, it's there potentially because we are etzelem elokim. Vezei mitzu sabur yisborach, and we know that this is the reality of the Creator. Lama lo yeh al adam laleches midrachav yisborach bazeh? It should follow that a person should follow Hashem's ways in this aspect also. To be like this, to have a constancy, some constant aspect to his life. If we go deeper, what will emerge is that what we're speaking about is the level called menucha. ולכן אמר במנוחס שבוס, therefore it says about שבוס, שהיא מנוחס אהבה ונדבה, מנוחס אמס ואמונה, מנוחס שלם ושלווה והשקט ובטח, familiar words from מנחה. וזה ממש על דרך שכסף הסבון, in the way that the swan writes, כי מהויבה תומיד אליין אחד, from this aspect of Hashem, of being constant, יסחייב שיהב מציאות וכו'. It follows that he wants things to endure, that he loves existence. כאשר מנוחה בגדר הויבה עליני אחד, when מנוחה has this aspect of being constant, מויצאים בה כל המידויס המחזקויס מציאוס. What we find within מנוחה is all of these midois that strengthen existence. אהבה ונדבה, אמס ואומנה וכו'. זוהי מנוחס שבוס. That's what constitutes the מנוחה. שבוס הוא מי שזכה למנוחס נפש בכל מצביו, a person who's earned this, who's attained this מנוחה, this tranquility, this constancy throughout his circumstances, תמיד ישנן בכל המעלויס האלו, will have within him these מעלויס of אהבה, נדבה, אמס, ממונה, etc. In brackets, אדמויר העריך הרבה בעניין גדול זה. רבי ירוחם elaborated about this, עיין בדעס חוכמה מוסר חלק בייס, סימנים סמך ג' עד סמך ו', והוא נשמס עדן מבשרי חזה. One could see it on רבי ירוחם. כי זויס עשה מדסוי. It was something that characterized him, ובה יסנהג בכל המצבים, ובמידה זו יחונכו תלמידי מרן הרב שמחה זיסל מקלם נשמסי עדן ואין כאן מקום להאריך. That was something that was imparted to the תלמידים of קלם. ברם אין כאן ענייננו כאן לבאר מעלס המנוחה. We don't intend in this chapter to explain this attainment of מנוחה. כוונסינו בפרק זה להשקיף על תקופוי שחיים. What we want to do is scan, look over the various periods of life. ואיכך לאדם להיות עומד בצדקו עם התחילה והצוף. And the imperative upon a person to maintain that constant line throughout his life, to have that constancy in his life, ושלא יסכם קו חייו באף אחד מניסיונות החיים. So that line of his life should not be warped through one of the trials, the challenges of life. שבעה הבלים שאמר שלמי כנגד שבעה ילמי שאדם רואה. This is from Kohelis Rabba, פרק א', Shlomo Melech said 7 times, Hevel, Havel, Havalim, and they correspond, these expressions correspond to 7 periods of life. Ben Shana Dome LeMelech Nasun Be'ispar Kepasti, 1-year-old is like a king in a cot, in a crib, Ve'akol Mechabekinu Menashkinu, he said, beloved by everyone, fusses over him. בין בייס וגימל דומה לחזיר שפושט את הדת בביבין. When the toddler becomes a little bit older like a pig, his hands are everywhere, it's just full of mud and dirt and exploring everything and putting everything in his mouth. בין יוד שנה קיפץ כגדי, a 10-year-old full of energy. בין חף כסוס, 20-year-old like a horse. נהים, he neighs, משפר גרמי, is at the peak of his strength, ובוי איתסה, and he wants to marry, he wants a companion. נשא אישה הריר כחמויר, once he gets married, is like a donkey, he has to bear a burden. הוא יליד בנים, מעיז בניו כחלב להביא להם מזיינויס. Once a person has a family, changes take place, he has to support them. His kin hariu kekoif, in old age, he's like a monkey. Hu datema be'amei ha'oretz, this applies to amei ha'oretz, aval bivnei Torah k'siv, ha'melech David zokein. Bivnei Torah, we use the pasuk, ha'melech David zokein, as a model, afal pi shu zokein melech. Even though he became old, he remained king. The author explains, shiv'a ilamu yis ele sheva tekufoisen b'chaim. These seven worlds that Chazal speak about are seven periods in life. Kol tekufa ve'nis yonoisea. Every period of life has its own nis yonois. ובכל אחס הוא עלול להישבן, a person might break in every one of them. ייתכן שאדם במשך חייו הולך מדחי אל דחי, it's possible that as the person's life continues, he goes from bad to worse, עד שהוא מאבד כל צורה סעדו ונעשה כויף, to the point where he loses his whole form as a human being, becomes like a monkey, hardly a human being. אין לתמויה. שחזל ראו תחילס השיברים בגיל בייס וגימל. It's not surprising. חזל describe the beginning of potential breakdown already at a very young age. ציור האדם שלהם, because when they spoke about אדם, הוא כמו הגרוע בדורס האחרונים. What they had in mind is something like the Goin in these last generations, אשר בגיל חמש כבר ידע אסכול השס וגיד פלפול עצום בפס הכנס הגדול בווילנה. Somebody who was very knowledgeable at a very young age. ובגיל עשר כבר ידע על בוריו יוסף היצירה. So they were speaking about that, that's why at a very early age they saw that not everyone is like that and people can falter. אולם השחלס כל אדם כמלך, however, the beginning of every individual is like a מלך. Yeah, the Midrash said, זה דומה למלך, תינוק שלא יחטא. ואמרו חזל כי בן תורה אינו נופל מנדגה זו, the end of the Midrash is a בן תורה maintains this level, וגם כשהזקין הוא מלך, even in old age is a king, כלומר שבכל תקופות חייו הוא יהיה שולט על התקופה. Throughout his life, he rules over that period of life, he dominates it, he controls it. ועומד בניסיון יוסי, he withstands the challenges of that particular time in life. הוא במלכוסו מתחילה ועצף, he remains in his dominion, in the state of royalty from beginning to end. Manu yirau lelavois adam biskufois chayav, belirois mosai ve'eichu nishbar. It is a terrible thing to accompany a person through different stages in life and to see when and how he breaks, when that line of his life becomes warped. Here are a few examples that the author gives. Yeled chemed shelamad heitev itzlech bilimudev. One sees wonderful children, really sweet children who were learning well in cheder, doing well. Ufisoim acharei bar mitzvah u'me'abed acharei shekel limud. Then there's a transformation. Bar mitzvah is a big turning point. And sometimes one sees that after bar mitzvah, the child loses his desire to learn, his enthusiasm. Mispatel u'mefarper o'yishanei mispar. It twitches around, literally. Twitches around like a fish out of water for a couple more years. Ad shu ozev espes ha'midrash. To the point where he leaves Besamish, Alevai Shemshich Lakem Mitzvahs. And we hope Alevai should at least remain a Jew who fulfills Mitzvahs. One sees this. Echad Matzliach Ve'oile Belimudoi. You could have situations where a person continues to learn and succeeds. Ve'gam Echadesh Chidushim Ne'imim. Ve'achareicha Su Nasoi Hu Nishbar. The turning point, the breaking point, comes dafka after the wedding. Until the wedding, he was driven and ambitious. And then something turns. Hu Mashich Lashev Be'vizam Dash. He continues. He may continue to learn for a number of years. אבל הוא לומד בלי תנופה. He learns without momentum. עד שהלימוד דומה עליו כמסע כבד. One sees that the learning for him is it's a burden. He's no longer motivated. His heart is outside. ובסוף הוא יוצא מבייס מדרשוי ותופס איזו משרה שהיא הרבה למטה מיכולתו. What happens often, he leaves the base of midrash, takes some position which is much beneath his ability. He could have accomplished much more. We have different circumstances. Some people overcome this particular challenge. So even after the wedding, which is such a turning point, he continues. The person continues to learn for years, becomes a Talmid Chacham, to the point where he's given some position. In that, talking about the situation of a community rabbi where you can taste the taste of kavod, money, all sorts of things like that. Friction, perhaps with the second community rabbi. And you can see community rabbis who've completely lost the plot. To the point where his own community sometimes turns its back on him. He's no longer what he was as a young, shining avreich. Oy, another type of circumstance, when you could have a person again who learned for many years, became a Talmid Chacham, is called to serve as a Rosh Yeshiva, and for years he gives wonderful shiurim and establishes and trains Talmidim. As time goes and as necessity calls, he finds himself needing to travel in the world. He becomes essentially a fundraiser and neglects his learning. The shiurim that he's obligated to continue to give, he no longer prepares them. It's not taken from his notebooks. He just regurgitates the same material. He too is then plucked from his grove. You could have a person who withstood all these challenges all the way to old age. He's broken through the tribulations of old age. He becomes engrossed within himself, his aches and difficulties. Not only physical challenges, there are more difficult challenges in old age. Ta'avas ha-kavod, which grows and grows and grows, this just desire for recognition. Not necessarily the ones that attracted him in young age, but a variety of ta'anugim. It always lurks. Even if the person withstood these challenges of old age, there's still a turning point, there's still a breaking point on the person's day of death. We've seen this Gemara many, many times, and the Tosfos that comment on it in Sita Daf Chaf Aleph, when the Gemara that says Talmid Chacham v'Yom Hamisa Yodeh Be'ezed Recholech. When we spoke about the crossroads, the person is saved from the night, and he comes to a crossroads eventually. The Gemara says that it means Talmid Chacham on the day of death. Zeu ki pshutoi ve'ad ve'ad bichlal. We're talking about up to and including the day of death. Only if he withstood the nisinos of that day, you can say that his path in life was clear and straight. Hu asher amru, Chazal say in Midrash Tehilim, Adam me'alechim chaveroi sha'achas na'asa ohe avoy. You can spend an hour with someone and become very good friends. Yetzer hara has been with a person throughout his life, much more than any other friend. And always looking to pull the person down at the age of 20, at the age of 40, at the age of 70, at the age of 80, like we described here, that each age group has its own characteristic challenges and difficulties, and the Yetzirah is trying to bring him down. The Midrash is commenting on the Pasuk, Pidei Hashem Nefesh Avadom. Hagaon Rabbi Yechezkel Sarna, Rosh Yeshivas Chevoin, the famous Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chevoin, Siper Sheshama Bitzir Rusei Vad Me'achad Mibalei HaMusa Bo Yisidoi. He heard a Vad in his youth from one of the great Balei Musa in that generation. Vad Zet Zilzil Bozav Kolem. And he said that this Vad continued to ring in his ears throughout his life. Toichen avad yaze, and the content, the gist of this vad was as follows. Echad migedolei hador yischaten vegil tzair me'oid. One of gedolei hador married at a very young age. Unasa isha shaisa bito shel baal tachanas kemach. He married someone who was the daughter of a miller. He milled flour. Gam acharei chasunaso yilomad bishkida atzuma. After his wedding, he learned with tremendous diligence. Pa'am ayach yisno zakuk le'ozo batachana. Once his father-in-law needed somebody to help in the mill. He proposed this position to his son-in-law. Achuserav, the son-in-law, refused. We can imagine a different situation where the son-in-law agreed to whatever his father-in-law requested. He would have become an executive in the mill. Of course, he would not have abandoned Torah. He would have learned. אבל סוף סוף היה נשאר בעל הבייס. He would have remained a בעל הבייס. ונתאר לעצמנו שאחרי פטירסוי היה בא לפני הבייס דין של מעלה. After his passing, would have come to בייס דין של מעלה למסור דין וחשבון לחייו. To give an accounting of his life. ובבואי לפני ברואי, in coming before his creator, הוא רואים עליו בכויל. The creator would have thundered at him. אתה הורגת את גאון הדויר. You killed גאון הדויר. הוא היה תמל לשם. He would have been shocked. הוא, שאינו מסוגל להרג זבוב, him, well, he can't kill a fly. The kolshe ken adam, he would never harm a human being. Umagam gedoyl hadoyer, certainly he would not harm. Voisem ashimi behashamach amuak, as this is being accused of such a terrible crime. Veshuva shechina ra'im esalav bekol. Once again, the shechina would thunder at him. Atah ragta is going to you killed the great giant of the generation. Ulneichach timi hasimim lo. It is shock. It is perplexity. You would be told. Atah zicher shelamadet beasmadag dola. You learned with such great diligence. Until that day, when your father-in-law took you as his junior partner, and you agreed, you should know, had you not agreed, had you continued learning with your diligence, you would have grown and grown until you became גדול הדור. הרי על ידי הסכמתך לעבוד בתחנת קמח, הפסדת על הדור הסגוי הדור. Through your agreement to work in the mill, you deprived that generation of גאון הדור. So the author ציור זה באמת מזעזע. This illustration is really shocking. מי יודע אם לא הרבה מאיתנו על ידי החלטה אחת בחיים הורגים את הגדול? Who knows if not many of us, through one decision in life, kill this גדול? Al kegoin ze amru, we can apply to this idea the statement of Chazal in Brachos Daf Chavtes, Al ta'amin be'atzmecha ad yom yisecha. Don't trust yourself until the day of your death. Sheri Yochanan kohen gadol shimesh bichuna gadola 80 shana. Yochanan kohen gadol was a kohen gadol for many years, ulevaseif na'asa tzedoiki. Until eventually became a tzedoiki. So it lurks, the danger lurks at all points in life, and there can be a breaking point always. Ad kan.